On Monday, June 7th, I spoke to Noreen McKee from the League of Women Voters about the ongoing lawsuit filed by New York State Attorney General Letitia James against the Rensselaer County Board of Elections. Today, Wednesday, June 9th, we caught up with Noreen again after the Board of Elections filed an appeal to the judge's decision against them. To recap, this lawsuit is the culmination of now years of conflict in Rensselaer County over the lack of an early voting location in Troy City Center. When the state of New York put in place voting reforms in 2019, the capstone of legislation was bringing early voting to life. Almost immediately, Noreen tells us, it became clear that Rensselaer County's Board of Elections had no intention of putting a polling place in the city of Troy. At that time, the League of Women Voters worked with State Senator Neil Breslin to pass an amendment that required counties to put in place at least one polling location in the city with the highest population within their boundaries. This amendment was aimed squarely at Rensselaer County, but rather than put a voting location in downtown Troy, they selected the Holy Cross Armenian Church, uphill and more difficult to get to by public transportation. Since then, the League of Women Voters has been working with a coalition of partner organizations to cite more centrally located potential polling places and push the commissioners to pick one. When New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued the Rensselaer County Board of Elections for failing to provide equitable access to public voting sites at the end of May, it was a big win for the group. Then, this past Friday, June 4th, a judge ruled in the Attorney General's favor and ordered the Board of Elections to select a reasonable site by today, Wednesday, June 9th. Instead, this afternoon, the Board of Elections filed an appeal. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking. This Saturday is the first day of early voting for New York State's primary elections. As it stands tonight, without confirmed polling locations in place, it's unclear whether citizens of Rensselaer County will be able to vote early at all.
I'm Noreen McKee. I'm on the board of the Rensselaer County League of Women Voters.
So what role does the county executive play in this kind of decision making, if any?
Well, both commissioners, you know, the way it's set up, our boards of elections, the two major parties appoint a commissioner. So the head of the Republican Party appoints the Republican commissioner, who is Jason Schofield. And then the head of the Democratic Party appoints the Democratic commissioner, Ed McDonough. The county chairman who appointed the Republican, I don't know who he is, but clearly the head of the party is, as we know, Steve McLaughlin. And also, the county legislature controls the budget. You know, Steve, the county executive and the county legislature controls the Board of Elections budget. And the county legislature is dominated by the Republicans, and the county administration executive is a Republican. So they have a lot to say about elections.
What are the implications about having an early voting site in downtown Troy versus not, based on parties?
You know, it's become clear to us that there's opposition, very strong opposition. I mean, they just filed an appeal to placing an early voting site in the heart of downtown Troy. Well, that's where a lot of, you know, the minorities and low-income voters live. That group, studies have shown throughout the country where early voting has been around for many years, that that group is highly likely to use early voting more than the majority population, because they are more likely to have salaried jobs that don't allow them to take off work for a few hours on one day, election day, to go vote. And so, and studies have shown that turnout has increased dramatically within that group. And that group also happens to have a high population of registered Democrats. And if you look around the country, you can see that there are 48 states with over 300 laws proposed or passed restricting voting rights. And the main one being attacked is early voting. And these are states that are in the majority, for the most part, in control by Republicans. And this has really clearly been out of the Republican playbook for a long time. I mean, I don't think it's any secret to anyone.
It sounds like what you're saying is that it would make sense for the Republican commissioner, who has 50% of decision-making power, to not want an early voting location in central Troy. Mm-hmm. Why do you think the Democratic commissioner would be opposed to having the site?
Yeah, that is a mystery because we're not sure. We just don't know. I mean, he's always talked about finding, not being able to find good sites, not being able to find sites downtown for 9 days of voting with a lot of parking. And that's important. They do have to have parking because you're going to have people coming in who, sure, you know, who need to.
But it sounds like you have identified multiple options that fit all these parameters. In this last minute, what's next?
Well, today they filed an appeal. The Board of Elections filed an appeal this afternoon. And the Attorney General is responding as we speak. And if they ask for a stay, that would mean that we will have no early voting at all in the county through the primary, because they'll get a stay until the judges can make a decision.
Wow.
And so we'll see. I mean, that decision would have to be made pretty soon to get that stay.
So this appeal was filed late in the day today, and a decision will have to be made tomorrow.
Yeah. And today's Wednesday, and early voting starts on Saturday. So we only have a few days to figure that out.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that you think it's important for people to know?
Yeah, I do think it's important that people know. I think there's a misunderstanding about how the decision that was made on Friday by the judge. He made his decision on Friday in favor of the law, in favor of us, basically, and saying that their decision making was arbitrary and capricious. And part of that meant that the judge would have to throw out the whole plan. And he said, I'll give you an hour to negotiate a fourth site with the Attorney General's office. And then if you can come to an agreement, I'm not going to throw out the whole plan. We'll agree to keep the three that you have, put in a fourth site, or move the Arminian Hall to a site downtown. Either way, he would have agreed to that. Well, they came back an hour later and they said they couldn't find one of the commissioners. So,
which commissioner?
I believe it was Commissioner McDonough. And they said they asked for an extension of time, and he gave them an extension of time to do this until Monday, because it was late in the day on Friday. So he gave them till Monday afternoon, late in the day, and they couldn't come to an agreement with the Attorney General's office. And so he issued his order, and part of that decision meant that he had to throw out the whole plan. So as a Monday night, we had no early voting in the county. And he then gave them till Wednesday today to come up with a new plan. And I'm sure that the judge would have accepted the three existing sites, like I said before, as long as they put in a site downtown. So today, they clearly filed an appeal. So it's clear to us that they continue to refuse to put an early voting site in downtown Troy. And they're just trying to run out the clock. That's how I feel about it. And like I said, you know, it's right out of the Republican playbook to suppress the vote.